Are we ready for this? Good evening. This is Gijs Minderhout calling from Magalia, California. The Wednesday evening call taken care of by Win Free and Terry Brown in Sedona. We are waiting for those beautiful people to show up over here. This is a simulcast as usual with a conference call. We have some people on the phone line with us. And we are a few minutes early. We hang in here and create at the same time as we talk some space for this beautiful gathering tonight. Thank you for being here. Good evening and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Marilyn in Oxford, Michigan.
Marilyn, good evening to you. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Marilyn.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hey, Marilyn.
And somebody else joining in, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Don.
Hello.
All right, we're 3 minutes away. I guess Wynn doesn't have the email out because we are a fairly small...
I got it.
You done? Okay, good.
With the old phone numbers.
Is it?
Oh. Yep.
Serious? Let me give him a call. Marilyn, you welcome the folks, please, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, Marilyn. This is May from Concord.
Hi, May. Welcome.
Hi. I had a question. Has anybody heard from either the Elohim or Ra or one of the groups whether or not they're aliens that come to this planet and actually other humans eat them?
Wait a minute.
Sure.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please state your name and your number when you get a chance.
Hi, this is Bonnie in Corona. Hi, Gail, New Jersey.
Hi, Gail.
Hi.
I heard somebody in Corona.
Yeah, it's Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, Gail. And then there was a gentleman.
This is Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger. Welcome to the call.
Whoever had that question, you should submit the question today. It's not too late to send it to the questions at intelligent-infinity.
Well, I don't have email or computer, but if somebody thinks about it, you know, are there any aliens that actually harvest humans, and are they keeping us alive to do that?
They harvest, like, for food purposes?
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Catherine from California.
Welcome,
hello,
Catherine.
Bye.
Hi, it's Marilyn in Pennsylvania.
Good evening to you, Marilyn.
Hi,
Marilyn.
Hi, everybody.
Hello,
hey, Marilyn.
Hello, Marilyn.
Hey, hi.
Hello.
Hi, me too. Marilyn is Flagstaff.
Okay. Hi, Marilyn.
Marilyn.
got all the Marilyns in here tonight.
Have fun.
I love you all. Thank you.
Hey.
Love you.
Welcome to the next call.
Hello, Morgan.
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. How are you?
Okay. Hello.
All right. Thank you for being here.
I heard Morgan.
Hello, Morgan. Is Morgan here?
I heard her say Morgan.
I did, too.
We're hearing things.
Yeah, we're getting up in that age, you know.
Maybe she's on the ethers.
No, she's right now calling in on the old phone number.
May, are you thinking of Soylent Green, the movie?
What was that about Soylent Green? I love that movie.
Oh, yeah, years ago. May was talking about we being harvested for food.
Oh, she was asking if anybody knew if any aliens were doing that.
Yeah, right. I didn't want to go into the full explanation.
Yeah, I've heard that, though.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
Maybe energetic food.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to know if the Elohim or Ra group knew of anything about it.
Oh.
Did you write that question to Wynn?
I don't have internet.
No.
So maybe if somebody else thinks it's important, they may ask.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. We welcome you. Good evening. Please say your name and location.
Oh, hi, it's Tammy in Palm Desert.
Good evening to you, Tammy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Helen in Virginia.
Good evening to you, Helen. Welcome also.
Good evening. Thank you.
And welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Dharmananda.
Dharmananda, how are you doing, bro?
Good, how are you doing?
Good.
All right. How's everything going?
Hi,
is everybody going to call in on Ed's call for Thursday night's love immersion?
Oh, it's Dina.
It's $10.
Yeah.
Already
that'd
signed
be
up.
Awesome.
Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm from Chico.
Hello, Carolyn from Chico.
I've been calling for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but I had the wrong number.
All right.
Oh, you got the old phone
not
number.
Here. Yeah.
Still on
the
record.
Oh.
It's still on the email.
Yeah,
I know. That's why I tried it, but that's okay.
Good evening. This is the next call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Gilbert, Central Florida.
Hello, Gilbert. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Yeah,
welcome
just
again, Gilbert.
Thank you.
I just called Wynn and told him about your old phone number. He said he did it on purpose just to check how sharp you were.
I don't believe that.
Uh-huh.
He thought
that sounds like a Wynn comeback.
Okay. He doesn't want not to have people on this line. So he
wouldn't
do that on
purpose. Oh. Wanted to keep it a small crowd. Good evening to the next call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hey, Robert in Glendora.
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the call. Welcome to the next call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Mary from Phoenix.
Hello, Mary from Phoenix. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Carolyn in Okotoks, Alberta.
Hello, welcome to the call. I hear myself.
Carolyn's on speaker.
Let me take a look, hold.
Can you hear me? Hello, 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 hello.
Oh, there's Wynn. Yes, Wynn, we can hear you. Hello.
I fixed the email, okay?
It's about time.
That's all right. I found it anyway.
All right. Terry, are you here?
Negative.
Oh, my God.
We have a Terry, but she's different color than brown.
Okay.
She must have read that email with the wrong number.
Yeah. God.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Bonnie from Seattle.
Hello, Bonnie.
I want to mention. Hi. I forgot how to say your name.
I sometimes forget myself, Carla. I mean, Bonnie.
You can call just about anything. He'll answer.
Yeah.
It was really hard to call in tonight because they said the number kept changing.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, very strange. I don't know if anybody else had the same problem, but...
Nope, nobody
anyway.
Did.
Yes.
No, I had no problem.
Good,
yeah, on
I
the
did.
Email, on the email?
Yes,
the
I called the old email number.
I finally accessed my email, and that's how I got the right number.
Yeah, I did, too. I went way back to one a month, 2 months ago and found a different number and tried it, and it worked.
Yep.
You know what? The guy that does these calls is getting Alzheimer's, you know?
Oh. I don't believe that.
Well, who's on?
Adios.
Are you sure it isn't dementia?
Let's find somebody else.
Find somebody
too
else.
Too many
you're
past
volunteering?
Lives to remember.
All right. Jerry was sitting there. She said, oh, my God. That's right. Tonight's the call.
Hello.
Is that Terry?
Yes. I'm here.
Welcome.
Here.
Good to have you, Terry. Thank you so much for being here, for doing it.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting so good at making pretend these calls don't happen. All right. Well, I guess we can start, huh, Terry?
Okay.
Terry, do you want to share something with us first?
Well, I'm recovering from Monday.
Terry, we can't hear you. Come on.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Better. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Okay, I'm still recovering from Monday.
Oh, yeah, that was a tough one for you.
Well, afterwards, it's tough sometimes to get back, you know.
Yeah.
Out there.
That was a great job you did, and you and Wynn. That was an awesome session. I loved it, and I heard from many other people, too.
Thank you, Heis. That's perfect to say that.
That's great.
All right.
Yes.
Heis, why don't you? Is today February 11th?
10. 10 in California. Don't know about Arizona.
Thank you. Actually, we're in Singapore at the moment.
Okay.
I wonder if they named that city because there's a bunch of poor singers there. Never mind. I'm not going to be a comedian.
Oh, man. What a joke.
Aww.
Good
luck to hear
it.
I think it means something different in Chinese.
Yeah.
We need to get Robin Williams back on the line.
You know what they did in Japan, though? They called the city Yusa, spelled as USA, and now they put it on the stamp on their products from there, made in USA. In Yusa.
Mm-hmm.
Heard that. Francis calling in from Concord, California.
Good evening, Francis.
Hi, Francis.
Hi. I'm in rehab. I'm doing good. Thank you for your prayers. I'll take more though.
Got it.
You're not jogging around the block, are you yet?
No answer
right.
to that.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Say it again. You know I'm deaf. Say it again, Wynn.
I heard you say yes.
Are you jogging around the block?
I'm just supposed to say yes, huh?
Are they getting you to walk yet?
I'm getting to walk.
Mm-hmm. Francis,
oh, I am. I'm doing rehab and standing and walking and trying to do some bed exercises. And then I had my fantastic acupuncture treatment today. He came to my hospital bed. It's fabulous. So I feel good today.
Great.
Good.
Well, that was great that he came there.
Good.
That was independent of the hospital. Right? Was that it?
Yes.
I'm out of the hospital,
and I'm at a skilled nursing facility right now.
Mm-hmm.
Was this a hip replacement?
Total hip replacement, yes. Left side. I had the right hip done 8 months ago in June. Mm-hmm. Now I did the left.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
One body part at a time. One body part at a time.
Don't fly, you light up.
And then they call you an ET, is that right?
That's right. I'll take it.
do they do nose replacements there?
You're okay, man.
Yeah, the black one.
Okay.
You don't want to trade in your nose because it really does a good job of pulling in air.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a good nose.
Maybe pin your ears back.
Guys, why don't we start recording?
All right, let's mute the lines first.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is February 10th, 2016, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and everyone everywhere, Heise and Magalia. And we were just commenting a little bit about the Monday call, Terry was, because if you didn't listen to the Monday, you know, occasionally we do calls which are really epic. And Monday call, I don't know in advance whether they will or they won't be, okay? I mean, we just start asking questions. The only thing I do know, I've gotten a lot more confident that if I start on something, our sources will deliver. And the Monday call, if you didn't listen, go listen to either to the replay or the download, the Spirit Channel. It was on the topic of grace. And we have talked about this previously. In fact, it was one of the topics in the Creator God book. And when I actually asked that question then, I had no idea what was going to come through, and it kind of blew me away. So when I do a topic like that, now this is like years later, we have grown as a group. We are sharing the energies as a group, and more stuff comes through. And I think that through most of that call, there was this, the energy of grace. Grace is actually, at least as the Elohim describe it, is a high aspect of the Elohim. And it's able to radiate very refined energy into this realm that can readjust physical realities. That's pretty amazing. So we actually talked to that aspect of the Elohim on that call, and I think there was an incredible energy on the call. And that what happens after we do a call like that, you know, some people, when they're on a call like that, they think, well, why don't you do that every week or three times a week? And literally, we can't for two reasons. One reason is Terry and I both go way out to bring in the energies. And when the call is finished, we are recovering. We're sleeping. It takes 3 days. Terry is still recovering. And that's one reason we can't do it all the time. Another reason is that when we bring in energies like that, it takes time for you all to assimilate it. And the goal here is not to be at the effect of being an audience where you're constantly inundated with wonderful energies, even though you might be. The goal really is that each of you can internalize this and begin to tap in to those energies on your own. So that's why we have to come back and do the human side, because we have to integrate it. You have to integrate it. We are a group that is growing in expansiveness and in connection and in learning how to implement these connections to both change our lives and change the world. And it's not an easy task, because it's so new, and uh-oh.
Well,
it I thought I disconnected myself. You know, it violates all of our training about how things work. Although for many of us, even though it violates our training, it connects with really deep levels and starts to wake us up, because many of us come from higher realms. And suddenly, you're getting reacquainted with how it works, and that's why it resonates so well, because it's telling you things that on some deep level you already understand. And I get lots of emails from people telling me that you know, it's like an overview of God, of religion, but without any faith or without any, how would you say it, dogma or faith. And so it's an amazing ride we're all on. Thank you for being here, because we're on it together. And Terry and I may be the perpetrators, but we're also the audience, because we are just facilitating this to happen, okay? So hopefully everyone that got my wrong email, the wrong numbers, is back online. Terry, you want to say anything from your experience about how you felt after that call?
I felt a little like Jell-O. It's like just sleeping to recover my energies. It took a lot of energy to bring that through.
Yeah.
I'm starting to recover now.
Yeah, okay. Me too. The last 2 days, we were dodos, okay?
Yeah.
Carla Ruckert used to describe it the same way.
Really?
I believe so, yeah. But it wasn't so much with the Quo group, okay? It was with the Ra group. I mean, she would get very spaced out, okay?
Yeah.
So it's kind of amazing that when we do these Wednesday calls, suddenly you can get a glimpse of your own life from a higher perspective, okay? So let me just see here. We're going to start in just 1 second. Just seeing if any questions came in last minute. Mary C., we see your question, okay? And I think we can include it. All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself and everyone on this line, and that any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is Ra An, and we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We make a connection between your realm, our realm, and the nothingness, the all that is. And do you have questions? We welcome each and every one of you.
Yes, yes, we do. Was our analysis kind of correct about why we got so tired after doing the Monday call?
Yes. It is a whole different energy bubble or an energy connection when you are connected in the higher realms as you were on Monday night. And it is a re-entry and recovery to move back into the vibrations of the lower density.
Thank you. All right. Dan Herman has a couple of good questions, okay? And I think they were inspired by the Monday call. His first question is, what sources speak about the implications of the quote from the
You're
top
You're breaking
of,
up. Could you start again? You're breaking up. Distorted.
Yeah. Would sources speak about... Can you hear me now? Is this okay?
I think you're too close to the mic, man.
Is this better?
Yes.
Would the sources speak about the implications of the quote from the Creator God's book that the Elohim can, quote, unstick and move into free-flowing existence the geometries of stuck matrices, thereby unsticking karma? And then Don says, starting from the idea that everything is energy, does this mean that karma is just energy geometry that is stuck in our personal energy field? How and why does this negatively impact us? What are the advantages to having our personal energy free-flowing?
Thank you. You move right to the heart of the problem. When you have a stuck energy, it means that there is an interplay between two different belief systems or paradigms that are in opposition to each other, and each has an energy and a frequency and a vibration, and these are in juxtaposition to each other, and they lock up. So one cannot get beyond it, and one keeps experiencing the same pattern over and over again. When you move through these stuck, locked-up energies with a higher frequency, a higher vibration, it tires them loose and makes them more free-flowing so they can begin to move again, and one can move past the stalemate and can begin to see more beyond it and can begin to move into a larger paradigm that includes the solution.
You know, to add a question onto that, if we take guilt, and guilt is obviously a great aspect of karma, because with guilt, we have done something and we feel bad about it. And the problem is, oftentimes, we've done things in past lifetimes and we don't even remember what we've done, and yet it impacts us by perhaps making us feel bad about ourselves in some level. Could you explain how one can resolve karmic guilt and how the unsticking of geometries work to relieve one of guilt?
Thank you. Usually once one has done something, they at the time felt that that was the appropriate response or the reaction that relieves stress and pressure or anger, and then later on they would begin to realize that this was not the best action. So they have in opposition to each other the feeling at the time that they were reducing pressure, that they were doing something that needed to be done, and then they're throwing energy at it in the future, saying that, no, I shouldn't have done that. So you have two things that are locked up, and the thing that they did keeps sitting there and is unable to dissipate and resolve, and they have a tendency in the future when something similar arises to re-experience the reaction that they had in the first place and want to do the thing that they had suddenly felt guilty about before. So one can simply, when one feels guilty, look at their guilt. And another thing they could do, which would lock it up further, would be to fight their guilt. So they got guilt, and they fight their guilt, and so that locks up. So to simply let the guilt play off there, I feel guilty, I'm ashamed of myself, I should have never done it, all right, I accept that I feel guilty, I accept that I did it, and it sure felt good when I was doing it, and just accept the whole thing as it is and not try to second guess it and throw energy against the thing that was done and throw energy against the guilt. But simply to let it be there and let it, of its own accord, dissipate, let the energy dissipate without throwing other energies at it.
If someone is continuing to do the same action that created the guilt, then I would imagine that it would be very hard for grace to intervene in that case. Yes?
Grace can come in. Us also are here. We can come in. And we can shorten the wavelengths, get in between the cracks. So asking for grace's help us can help dissipate it faster so that eventually it fades into the recesses of time and is no longer in play.
Thank you. Okay, next question here is from, I'm going to ask Don Herman's second question, because it's all along the same topic, which was our Monday call. Does this mean that the physical law of cause and effect is, he's quoting from, again, Creator God book, Grace is a disconnection from the laws of cause and effect. And his question is, does this mean that the physical law of cause and effect is not immutable by us on the physical plane or just by the Elohim and grace? Are there any other easier ways to create or co-create outcomes we desire? Let me just make a comment there. I want to make sure I'm understanding his question. Does this mean the physical law of cause and effect is not immutable? Now, immutable means changeable. So immutable would mean not changeable. So does this mean the physical law is not changeable, right? What comes to me, Don, is that if there's no future and there's no past, then there's no cause and effect. Everything just happens. And in the highest truth, there's no future and there's no past. Everything is in the now. And if someone enters the now, if they can bring their consciousness into the now, they can create from the now. And they're not creating with their karma, because there's no karma in the now. And of course, that's easier said than done. And so we're dealing with our karma. And our karma is not in the now, it's in the past. So when we come closer to being in the now, we become, I would guess, we become easier to access the flow of grace. And but if you can't come into the now, then grace is just an idea, and it may be harder to access it. Although grace perhaps can use some volitional force on their part to come into the space, even if you're not accessing it. And but you're asking, but you're not accessing the here and now. So I don't know if that made any sense. Did that make sense to our sources?
Thank you. The way we would say it would be that the laws of karma, the laws of the physical universe, are set up by the combined belief systems of all the participants agreeing that that's the way the laws operate. You can step outside of the belief systems, and if you are strong enough, if you have enough intention, you can set aside those laws. The laws generally are by the agreement of all the participants. If you can step outside of that box, you can see that the laws are not immutable. They can be changed with the moving in of the for the belief systems that are outside of the paradigm of general belief. You can bring in changes, and this is according to the it is maybe a miracle, but it is not a miracle, on the other hand, because it is still moving within what is possible, that you can move in with different frequencies where the immutable laws can be set aside and no longer operate.
Thank you. In certain, this is my add-on question, in certain metaphysical tracts, they talk about the different realms having a god for each realm. And they also refer to the lords of karma. Who are the lords of karma?
Give us a moment. There are as the belief systems of people and their desires are distilled into frequencies that become more solid and more operable, then these areas or these sections of frequencies or layers are populated by the lords of karma that really believe that they are making the karma happen, and they occupy that layer, that distillation of the beliefs. They occupy that and move to make karma happen.
Would the lords of karma be service to self, service to others, positive, negative?
They would believe in the laws of karma and that they were teaching lessons that were important for people to learn. And so they would not be service to self in general. They would believe that they were teaching lessons that were much needed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, next question here is, I think I'll, we have, Heis just submitted a question, but again, it's on the same topic of our Monday call. Again, I'm telling you guys, if you haven't listened to it, please listen to it. Heis' question is, just a moment, where are we? Excuse me. On Monday's call, you mentioned a higher section than grace.
Yes.
Being the intermediaries between the God force and grace. Does this group have a name? And is it wise, beneficial for us to call on this group?
Thank you. This group is called by different names. We prefer not to give any specific name at this time.
Is it something, is it too high for us to even call on?
No, you can call on it and it will answer.
Mm-hmm. So we can just call on the group higher than grace. Okay.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Okay. Of course, we can call on the one infinite creator as well, correct?
Yes.
As I understand it, Jesus was connecting with the one infinite creator. So.
Yes. And he had intermediary, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
He had intermediary step downs.
Okay. Now, Dharmananda, I'm asked the question. And Dharmananda, I don't want to ask your question, but I'll tell people what it is, and I'll say, well, I don't want to ask it. you know, when we ask our services to clarify something that someone else did, first of all, it's like a temptation to give up one's power, to learn all the things about history from our sources, which then we assume our sources know all the answers. Second of all, if we're talking about Jesus, so many people have traditional ways of thinking about Jesus. And the thing about the traditional ways is that they have worked in spite of the distortions in religion and even in the Bible. There was enough keys in it that people have made it work and made it an authentic connection. So if we start revising every aspect of the Bible, even if you notice, even Terry Friedman's work does not negate tradition. In fact, it even enhances it in many ways. Although, you know, I've had many conversations with Terry that indicate it goes beyond some of the traditions of religion. Is it in the interests of the highest interest of our sources to take everything apart detail-wise, try to give what might be a more accurate interpretation, and then endanger taking away from people the aspects of tradition that they had working for them? Okay? And unless it was something that was negative, I mean, unless it was something that was obviously negative, it would not be in the best interests. Now, I'm speaking for them, so I'm going to let them speak for themselves. But in my opinion, it was not in the best interests of the evolution of the law of one and the Christ of energy to give all the details of Jesus's life. And the question Dharmanand is asking is that researchers believe Jesus used cannabis oil and the anointing oil to heal people. Now, I know myself that if you look on the internet for cannabis oil, which is a derivative of marijuana, there are many, 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 many testimonials about the benefits of cannabis oil for health, even up to and including healing cancer. And you can look it up yourself, cannabis oil, and it is available. But, of course, marijuana is a controversial substance. And even though it's indicated that cannabis oil is something that can be very positive, I don't know if our sources want to say that Jesus used that. I don't know if he did or he didn't, but if he did, if they want to say that, you know, they might say that cannabis oil was valuable. They don't have to tie it to Jesus to make it valuable. So on that note, I'll turn it over to our sources, and I'll let them address it.
Thank you. In the first place, when Jesus used oil, he brought in the Christ consciousness to help modify to, as a word, to bring the Christ energy as substance to bring in the Christ energy, so it was mutable, and it was not the same as marijuana oil. It was had different compounds in it, in addition to the plant substance It is not the same as a cannabis oil of today. That is how we wish to say it.
Thank you. From Jane Course, I'm going to ask one question, and then it leads to another question. Can you tell us anything we should know about the Syrians?
When you mention the Syrians, do you mention the country of Syria today?
No, I think she means the planet Syrians, okay? The planet Syrians.
There are two factions there that are beneficial and others that are not as beneficial. They have star ships and have moved in and influenced the earth, and some of the primitive people were in contact with them and receiving information from the Syrians, and were knowledgeable about the Syrians and where their star system was in the sky, so that they felt connection. And even earlier, they are derivative of the Syrian population, who did send starships to Earth and establish colonies on Earth.
How long ago was that? Did that occur?
Thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the second part of her question was, she ordered a book online called Healing Glyphs, which are small hand-drawn pictures that are supposed to activate healings, emotional as well as physical, when applied to certain chakras. In the book, it said these glyphs were channeled from beings in the Syrian star group. And her question is, are the Syrian beings positive, and are these glyphs valuable?
Thank you. We recommend that you use these glyphs and you take notes before and after and do your own experimentation. There are a group of Syrians that are positive and a group that are negative. We do see that the glyphs are coming from Syrians that wish to help.
Thank you. Okay. And the next question here is from, let me see, Pat Silva is looking for a lost cat, or a lost dog, okay, who was last seen on February 5th, 2016. He's an Anatolian Shepherd, 10 years old, about 100 pounds. He was last seen at dinner at his home, which is in Plymouth, California, in the Sierra foothills. He lives there with three siblings and his mom. The property is double fenced. Owners are grief-stricken. Sounds like it's kind of a mystery of how Max disappeared, since the property is all fenced in. And so Pat wanted to know, Pat is in Jackson, California. Now, it doesn't sound like Max was her dog. Maybe he was, I don't know. But she doesn't say whether it was her dog.
There are factors that you do not know, that the owner does not know, that the people with the farm do not know. he was let out. And he met with some foul play. We will send a light to this dog. The dog is in danger. We will say that and may not survive.
Is there anything they can do beyond hearing this that could assist the situation?
They should check their security. Just be aware and pay attention to your surroundings, and particularly at night, to lights in the sky or to different phenomena that is out of the ordinary for you. That is all that we have at this time. When are you there? Is anyone hearing me? Hi, is anyone there?
I think Gwen is looking for the dog.
All right, I'm out of the channeling mode. Let me go.
It's okay because we are at the end, so I don't know if Wynn dropped out.
He dropped out, right.
Okay. So thank you very much to our dear sources, our brothers and sisters on the other side, and thank you very much, Terry. It's beautiful again. Thank you all for being here.
I love to have someone there.
I dropped out, and I'm back.
All right, we're ending off now.
Okay. I'll just make a brief mention that Ed Spina is doing a Valentine's energy clearing tomorrow, which I put at the bottom of today's email. So if anyone's interested, check it out, okay? Many, if you're not aware of who Ed is, he kind of has come into our calls and done energy clearings for us. He's had an endorsement by our sources, and although he doesn't usually refer to the Elohim, he has his own team, so to speak. It was indicated that the Elohim was part of his team on some level. So check it out. Might be a good gift for Valentine's Day. And on that note, we will end this call. And
all callers are unmuted.
Thank you.
See you all. On Sunday.
Awesome. Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wynn.
Thank you all.
Thank you,
guys.
Bye.
Love
you
all.
Thank you.
Have a good night, everybody.
Your conference recording has stopped. Goodbye.